Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
On the 2nd of October 2025, the South African Human Rights Commission issued this statement. They're saying that they welcome the order granted against the city of Johannesburg and in particular Joburg City Power by the High Court. This was on the 18th of September 2025 in an urgent matter concerning the unlawful demolition of homes in Alexander Township. So the case was brought before the court by the commission on behalf of affected residents whose homes were demolished in Alexandra by City Power and the local ward councillor without a court order. However, City Power says that's not true. On the line with us is City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena. A very good evening to you, Isaac. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Good evening, Primelo. Good evening to the listeners.
What are you contesting here, Isaac? We are told that one of the things that you're not happy with as City Power is that you actually didn't demolish these homes. The residents demolished the homes themselves. Give us your side of the story.
Yes, so we had a prolonged outage in Alexandra. I think it's extension 8, few months back, whereby the residents, some part of the residents, they don't have electricity for about 2 weeks. The reason why they had to stay for 2 weeks without electricity is because of the fact that when we checked where the problem, the outage is, it was basically running underground, and there were informal settlements that were actually built on top of that cable. So we spoke to the residents and the councillor, that we are not going to be able to repair until the cable can be accessed. And for us to access it, it means that this informal house that has been built on top of this cable should be removed. They negotiated for that 2 weeks. They negotiated with the residents. I think it's about five households. To ensure that at least they can be able to allow for City Power to do their work. And it was not easy. One of the faults was actually inside the bedroom. So it meant that we needed to dig the bedroom. So the residents had to basically go back and forth with those owners of those houses until that 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, they decided that they are going to demolish those houses so that they can have electricity, because already they were already hard done by the fact that they are not having electricity, they are inconvenienced, the kids cannot study, they cannot go back, they cannot go to work properly. So that's how it happened.
So at which point did they reach out to the commission? In other words, were you then surprised when the Human Rights Commission brought this up?
We were surprised. In actual fact, I was on site on the day, because when the demolition happened, the councillor made a video and posted it on social media, and journalists started to see that. And I think some residents also, who the owners of those houses that were demolished, started calling the journalists. So they went there. So I went to site to basically be able to speak to the journalists. And the Human Rights Commission arrived on site, and they were told the story of what happened, but they still went to the court to basically carry the relief of these affected households. And we were cited as the city of Johannesburg and also City Power, and that's where they came to the point that we needed to rebuild those houses. And I don't know how, because the houses themselves, where they are built, it's actually a dangerous place. It's the servitude of the municipality where electricity infrastructure is supposed to run. They are built also under the pylon. So these are the high voltage cables that are running on top with the high rise towers from the connecting fountain and the power station in the east called Southern Power Station. In 2017, because of the activities that is happening under those lines, The pylon itself caved in and it basically collapsed. Luckily, no one was killed or injured during this time, but the people of Sandton and those in the Eastern Corridor, including Greenstone and Motherfontein, had to spend 7 days without electricity because someone had built on around that structure, and over time its structural integrity basically was weakened and it ended up falling down. And that's the danger that we have always highlighted and we did highlight to the Human Rights Commission that if we are not going to remove these people, it means we won't be able to supply electricity to those that actually need it, and it means that we are not able to do any maintenance under these lines and also on top of some of the cables that are actually buried underground.
It seems, though, that part of the issue is that you didn't follow the due processes. You didn't follow, you know, the law and go to court and get an eviction order. Why didn't you do that?
City Power did not go to the court because the residents said they would negotiate with the residents. So, like I said, the council and the other community leaders were basically involved. So City Power, let me clarify that City Power did not demolish any houses. Mm. And City Power did not promise alternative housing for those whose houses were demolished. The residents went to hire a TLB and came back and basically started doing the demolition. And then they called City Power after they've done the demolition to say, now the ground is ready for you to come and locate the fault and trench and find and ensure that you repair that fault. So that's what basically happened. So City Power had no involvement in terms of that. So that's why even the process of going to get the court order and do this and that, we did not think it was necessary for us to follow that, because the residents themselves said that they will basically negotiate with the households. It took them 2 weeks and they refused to budge, and they ended up basically doing what they did.
So obviously the court has ruled on this, and they are asking you to, you know, immediately rebuild those homes, give back people, you know, material, building material and so on. Are you going to take this further? What's your next? I mean, you are talking about, I believe you want to have a process of mediation, but are those particular affected people willing to have a mediation process?
Yeah, so what we are discussing internally at City Power, and I think by extension City of Johannesburg, is that this needs to be appealed, because basically it sets a wrong precedent that people can build structures on municipal servitude where ambulances are supposed to go in and collect the sick, where the water needs to run and be able to feed other people downstream, where storage is and everything. So in annex, because of lack of space, a lot of people have actually built on top of this electric infrastructure. There was a time when there was a water burst, and the Joburg Water could not repair the water burst because of there were people that were actually building on top of that. That on its own, it means that the human rights of those that need this water are actually being violated. The same way as the human rights of those that were looking for this electricity for 2 weeks were violated. And it's really concerning that Human Rights Commission didn't actually consider those. Even the judge himself did not consider those. Those are the basis on which we are thinking this can actually be taken on. But we also want to give the process of mediation a chance.
Yeah.
Because in that way, it also assists in terms of educating the residents, not only in Alex, but across the city of Johannesburg. We don't have only this problem only in the city of in Alexander, but across the city, where people who have occupied land illegally. We've got about 350 informal settlements in the city of Johannesburg, majority of which are actually built where they're not supposed to build, whether the water servitude or electricity servitude, and those are where the problems are, and that's where we want to basically use this opportunity so that it can also form part of the educational campaign around the dangers involved, but also why they should basically ensure that they build where they're supposed to build. Because where they have built now, they're actually stealing electricity. Because remember, when you are an informal settlement built where it is dangerous, whether environmentally or even in terms of the municipal services, we are not allowed to even give you the services like water and electricity. So it means that whatever that they are consuming there is illegal. So we want to basically use this opportunity to speak to the Human Rights Commission, but also engage the community so that they don't build along the electricity services.
Isaac, who are you going to use as a mediator? Because clearly that mediation process didn't work initially. You were under the impression that the people you were talking to were custodians of the residents around, and they were going to, you know, have a decent conversation. You find then yourselves in court. Who then are you going to talk to, and who are you going to use as mediators this time around?
So the court, instead of going for punitive judgment, they often would consider mediation, where they know that the people still need the services of City Power or the City of Johannesburg, and we also still need customers in the very same community that we may be having conflict with. So mediation is important, and I think that is where we can be able, like I said, for us it's even an opportunity to embark on educational campaigns. But as to who is supposed to do this, the court, I think they've outlined the kind of mediator that's supposed to do, someone with a sound legal knowledge and who can actually be able to articulate or deal with the matters from both sides, whether from the technical point of view of City Power, but also from the basis of people, residents, who are actually looking for services and whose human rights may have been violated by the actions of the other residents or even City Power. So I think that is very important, and I think we will welcome that to basically ensure that we deal with this issue. But as we said, even in the statement, we are not going to stop from doing the disconnections in the very same area, but we're also not going to stop to speak to the community so that they can relocate from under those lines, because currently, if there is any fault with those lines, we are not able to access. The trucks cannot go in to be able to access those lines and be able to do the repairs. And you can imagine the economic impact if that line is off and the whole of Sandton, Four Ways, Rivonia, Bryanston, does not have electricity as it did in 2017 for more than 7 days. So those are some of the things that we want to highlight so that we can be able to get to a point where these people can be removed and be allocated accommodation somewhere, and then we can then be able to do our work.
Yeah, but just to be clear, the court didn't talk about mediation. That's your intervention. The court has ordered you to go back and put up those homes again, supply them with material and so on. So are you now saying you are definitely considering appealing this ruling?
We are definitely considering appealing this ruling, but look, the issue of mediation was actually suggested by the Human Rights Commission.
That's it.
So, yes, it was suggested by the Human Rights Commission. It's actually not City Power. We don't even know what mediation looks like. Well, I used to work there, maybe I do, but they are the ones who basically said, look, this thing can actually be set down and be able to be mediated. And I think the date for mediation is somewhere this week. And we will basically be at Alex's.
Let me tell you what concerns me, Isaac. We've got two processes here. You've got the Human Rights Commission who are suggesting a mediation. The court, though, has ruled on very specific things to happen. One of the things is that you've got to restore what you destroyed. You've got to go back and do all of those things. I don't know whether there's a time limit to how long you can take either having a conversation with the residents or whether you have a time limit on the fact that you must deliver on what the court has said you must do.
If we are going to rebuild those houses under a dangerous...
And I understand. I mean, I actually appreciate and the concerns you've got. Correct.
It's legalizing illegality. So we are not going to do that. So what we are discussing currently is for us, prospect of us basically appealing this judgment, because it will set the wrong precedent. Anyone can just come and build where they're not supposed to. Imagine now if those 88,000 volts, kilowatts, of electricity lines fall.
You know what, Isaac? I mean,
hundreds of people are killed.
I think
the blame will come to City Power again.
Sure. I mean, I think I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think it is a moment to take the opportunity to educate those who would obviously have been affected by this. I fully agree with you. Yes. I'm just trying to say, while this is happening, I'm confused about how the Human Rights Commission is now calling for mediation. Wasn't this an option in the first place? We are now here, and the court has ruled, and I'm trying to see how you're going to manage both, you know?
Yeah, and that's why we believe that the court did not really listen to some of our arguments in terms of why certain things, especially the building of houses under the electricity infrastructure, is not allowed by the bylaws, by the law, any other way. So we basically put that argument forward, but also the fact that we are not a City Power responsible for accommodating people. So if there is outage, we have left it and we will leave it And it means that other people's rights to access to electricity are being infringed upon by the very same people that the Human Rights Commission is protecting. And that's why we believe that if we were to go back and deal with this issue in terms of the appeal, we will probably win. But the very same people will be losing. And that's why the mediation is an attractive direction to take. But the mediation also, we did suggest it with the Human Rights Commission. They wrote us a letter, by the way, before they went to the court. And we said, we're willing to sit down with you and we're willing to respond to some of the questions that you are putting.
So what happened?
They went to court. They went to court. We suspect that parallel to when they were talking to us, they were already approaching the court because of the pressure that they were getting from the residents. Mm. So we that's why we're saying we could have gone through that and agreed or disagreed at that point before someone made use of the court. Now there's a judgment. Now we have to basically deal with that judgment. And as they sit in Human Rights, and City Power, ours is basically to appeal that because we cannot allow informal settlements to mushroom under our infrastructure because it basically disturbs us, our own operation, to ensure that we provide electricity to the other deserving residents.
It's a tough one. No. I appreciate your position as City Power. Really a tough one. Thank you so much for talking to us. We weren't able to get the Human Rights Commission for reasons that are not known to us. But I think it's a complicated story. So a few homes were destroyed that were sitting right above cable that was quite dangerous. This is City Power cable. City Power had to ask them to move because other residents were struggling with that particular power line and it needed to be repaired. And of course, the people who were sitting or living over that power line had to be asked to demolish, unfortunately, their temporary homes. I call it temporary because those were sort of like temporary shacks. But the Human Rights Commission went to court and the court then ruled that City Power must rebuild those homes. So it's a tricky one. I mean, I understand it. Let me know what your thoughts are on this one, 086-000-0959. Or you can send a voice note on 063-6880-959.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.